And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Today is Spy Wednesday. It probably says a lot about the mentality of Christians in our part of the world that Lent has much more of an impact on us than Easter and Eastertide, the negative over the positive in many respects. This coming Sunday's Gospel redresses the balance somewhat, with Mary of Magdala, Peter and the other disciple eagerly running at dawn to the tomb that first Easter morning. Good news in the most unlikely of places, a tomb. But Spy Wednesday is bad news. Well, has it ever struck you how quickly bad news spreads at national, and of course even more quickly on a more local level? Whether it's about someone's health or woes or failings. Sometimes it descends to the level of gossip. A gossip, as someone said, is a person with a good sense of rumour. How is it that, when the topic is positive, the conversation seems to dry up much more quickly? We seem to be almost suspicious about good news, as if we feel obliged to be cautious in our optimism and wary of being too happy. It's too good to be true, we sometimes say. Have we ever heard anyone say, it's too bad to be true? As Christians, we say in the Creed every Sunday that we believe in the resurrection. On this Spy Wednesday, can you ask yourself, how deeply do you believe? If completely, it would fill us with a profound optimism, a secure peace, a courage to face the world and our lives with its strange mix of beauty and pain. Lift up your heads, you sorrowing ones, and be you glad of heart. For Calvary Day and Easter Day, Earth's saddest day and gladdest day, are just one day apart. Beauty and pain. That's Spy Wednesday. That's today. Will you stay with the bad news or move towards the good news today? Amen.